Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1560, air date July 3rd, 2025.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. Today, we're going to be talking about astragalus on lung health. We'll be doing a systems biology analysis on that. Welcome, everyone. And for today, as I mentioned, we're going to be exploring astragalus and its effects on lung health. I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting discussion because we're going to talk about the molecular basis of this wonderful herb, a plant called astragalus, and then explore the molecular pathways related to lung health. So let's just jump right into it. Here we go. What we need to recognize is that astragalus is known as a guardian root. It's one of the major medicinal herbs in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has been used for thousands of years. It's been applied to treat a wide variety of diseases and body disorders. Its medicinal properties are primarily attributed to its stems and roots. Now, many of you know the approach that I take. Everything I look at, be it politics, health issues, or science, is always from a systems science approach. And all of you can learn that approach at truthfreedomhealth.com. But what I want to do now is to play you a quick video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And systems health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems. build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be having a discussion on an interesting herb called astragalus, specifically focusing on the molecular pathways of lung health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything I personally do is to recognize a hard truth. Those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole. When you look at the data globally, lifespan is actually going down. The curvature of lifespan is declining. At the same time, cost of living, the basic ability for people to survive, is explosively going up. So if you look at this graph unemotionally and in a detached way, you'll see something shocking. The people who've engineered this have no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this isn't something that just occurred over the last 5 or 10 years. This has been going on for at least 50 to 60 years. It's been executed by people on the left, the right, those claiming to be independent, those claiming to be change agents, but all of them come top down. They are part of what I call the swarm. If you want to understand what that means, go visit shatterthesswarm.com. Those in power, they are not interested in your health because they are not one of us. So the decision you need to make is this. When you see a graph like that, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. If you think voting for one of these fools is going to save you, it won't. My running for president, it's not about saving you. It's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. So whether we're talking about astragalus, black cumin, or election fraud, everything I do is motivated by this fundamental truth. Do you want to save yourself? When you're ready, we've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. What's caused this downward curve? It's not any one thing. It's a systems problem. The destruction of the immune system in healthcare, the difficulty in finding clean, healthy food. And back in March 2020, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of lives by educating people on how the body is a system. No one else did that except me, because I care about people every day, because that's where I come from. It was never about pro-vax or anti-vax. It was about the immune system. But what did they do? They destroyed your immune system. We also live in a world where the educational system is under stress. People are being taught fake science, reductionist thinking. When it comes to innovation, most people don't know how to be resourceful, not even with simple things in an office or an organization. They expect the government to fix everything, but government is corrupt. People aren't saving. They're not taught how to save. And income inequality is rising like never before. So, Truth Freedom Health, my system's creation, is the solution. It's the only solution that takes a systems approach to help you save yourself. It involves education, it builds community, it includes powerful courses. We also created clean, healthy food solutions, certified clean and certified raw programs, Systems Health Institute to train real leaders, Cytosolve Open Science Institute for innovation, and it all works bottom up. If you're interested, every Thursday we do 2 open houses, one at 11 a.m. and one at 8 p.m., no cost. Incredible people, real journeys, and your opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Go to vashiva.com/orientation or visit truthfreedomhealth.com and RSVP. You'll learn to think, fight, and heal together.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite, working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
Now, let's begin our discussion on astragalus and the molecular pathways of lung health. All right, everyone, there's a movement that's driving everything we do in the areas of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. I hope you take advantage of this because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be of immense value in advancing you as a human being and helping you educate yourself and others. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend you start as a member because there's an entire very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation or do you want to remain a slave? You can be a supporter and we'll give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education. Or you can contribute a little and still receive all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar. For those of you who want to really leapfrog and get involved, understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we'll give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. Let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So, what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on astragalus. What is lung health? Why does it fail? Based on the information we know today, then we'll talk to you about Cytosolve, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food as medicine. And we'll share with you our own initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. By the way, there is not any one way to solve these problems. We're talking about astragalus, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. This is a very complex systems problem, and that's why no one's really cracked the code on it, okay? But we are making headway by taking a systems approach. There's a lot of work to be done, but that's what we're doing. Then we'll talk about how astragalus affects lung health, how much to take, and more importantly, is it right for you? Because we're about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And finally, we're going to share with you how you can be part of this initiative. So again, as I started off, astragalus, that's pronounced astragalus, is known as a guardian root. It's one of the major medicinal herbs in traditional Chinese medicine. You may have heard of ginseng. That's another one. It's been used for thousands of years, and it's called a guardian root because it's used to treat many, many diseases. The medicinal properties are found in both the stems and the roots. Astragalus has both indigenous and traditional uses. In traditional Chinese medicine, it was used to boost the immune system, treat fatigue, and improve overall vitality. In Mongolia and parts of Russia, astragalus has been used to treat wounds, as a general tonic, and to enhance strength and stamina. Even among Native American tribes, local species of astragalus have been used for their medicinal properties. It's also used in other parts of Europe and Asia. It has been studied for its anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and antimicrobial properties. So you see, this is an herb that goes very deep to support foundational health, and it has gained attention from many different cultures over the centuries. Now let's talk about lung health. As we all know, lungs provide oxygen to the body and eliminate other gases. Healthy lungs appear pinkish-gray in tint. Unhealthy lungs can lead to symptoms like shortness of breath, chest pain, coughing, fatigue, and wheezing. The typical interventions used today include oxygen therapy, thoracentesis, which is removing fluid from around the lungs, pulmonary rehabilitation, and lung transplant surgery. But there are also some simple health tips to help improve your lung function. Maintain a healthy weight, exercise regularly, eat moderately, stay hydrated, wash your hands well, and quit smoking and vaping. Now here's a stat. 7.4% of the world's population suffers from respiratory diseases. So how does astragalus improve lung health? That's where we bring in Cytosolve, a powerful technology I've spent decades developing. It's based on the modern advent of a field called systems biology. We're applying this not just to lung health, but to many other diseases. Here's how the Cytosolve innovation process works. Step one, we build a molecular architecture of the condition by analyzing every scientific paper published in that area. Step two, we publish that architecture. Step three, we convert these molecular interactions into mathematical equations. Step four, we run combination screenings using computer simulations. Step five, we make discoveries and patent them. Step six, we license and manufacture the products. Right now, we have many different areas of research in various phases. Discovery, screening, modeling, publishing, and building system architecture. Yes, you can participate in this initiative. We'll soon allow donations to these projects, or even owning a piece if a company is spun out of them. Our current goal related to lung health is to create a new code called AsthmaSolve and a product that actually works. Not something that claims to work, but something that has gone through the scientific method. That's the process we're following. And this can help all of humanity. Right now, we're in the initial stage of building the system's architecture for lung health. One of the successful case studies of this process is our product MV25. We applied the same six-step method, modeled the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, published the work, performed computational modeling, screened natural ingredients, discovered two powerful natural compounds in precise dosages, got a U.S. patent, and finally we manufactured it ourselves. MV25 is a tangible result of the CytoSolve process, and now we're applying the same rigorous method to lung health. We're not there yet, but we're on the path, and we'd love for you to join us on this journey.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So, this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think you can just talk without ever having to do anything, but here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world. We're doing development in a completely different way, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help yourself, and it's also a way you can support everything we're doing. By the way, I have two dogs, awesome dogs. I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we took the same systems approach to create a product called K9701. It uses 15 to 20 different natural ingredients to create a whole health product for pets. You can get that whole health pet supplement right here. And yes, we've made another powerful product called Healthy Tea. It has 7 different varieties to help you with 7 different health conditions. Join Tea, Digest Tea, Brea Tea, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immunity, especially Brea Thi, which is linked to our current presentation on lung health. And now, here's your body, your tea. A set of blends to help balance your tridoshas and support your overall well-being. Vata tea, pitta tea, kapha tea, vata pitta tea, pitta kapha tea, kapha vata tea, and tridosha tea. So there you go. Our Cytosolve Lung Health Initiative is now entering a new phase. We're just starting, and there's a lot of opportunity for you to participate. We're open sourcing the way we share knowledge and research so you can be a part of this. Now, let's talk systems architecture. Lung health is closely related to the inflammation reaction. You'll understand what that means shortly. But essentially, it's these two molecular processes that are key. We're doing something very different. We're going down to the root of the problem. We're taking a blank slate looking at all the research, not just one pharmaceutical angle. When you dig deep, you'll see that inflammatory signals and pro-inflammatory molecules promote airway diseases. So, what triggers inflammation? Pathogens, toxins, pollutants, allergens. These trigger a cascade of molecular events, including NF-kappa-B, affecting the cell surface, the cytoplasm, and even the nucleus. And from our research, the real triggers of lung disease are genetic factors, immune system dysfunction, environmental exposure, lifestyle factors, smoking and vaping, occupational hazards, such as coal mining and asbestos exposure. We're building models around all of this, which we will soon publish. Now, here are 15 natural ingredients that support lung health: astragalus, black cumin, garlic, neem, peppermint, ivy, vitamin D, leeko rice, mullein, oregano, bayberry, cumin, turmeric, cardamom, and bitter melon. You'll find videos and claims on all of these, but what's missing is the combination science. That's where we come in. We're not claiming a solution. We're showing a systems approach. Today, we'll focus on astragalus, one of the most promising natural agents for lung health. Cytosolve Research has identified 12,847 scientific papers, 269 clinical trials, over 236 years of accumulated research. From this, we've identified 21 key molecules in astragalus. Let's break them down. 4-polysaccharides, APS, astragalus polysaccharide. Radix, astragale, polysaccharide. Astragalin, heteropolysaccharide, APSID3. 10-polyphenols, cloven, quercetin, flagelloside, rutin, apigenin, calicosin, cladrin. Astracoflavin, astragaloside, chlorogenic acid, and 7 more molecules: beta-cytosterol, beta-docosterol, sfondin, isoastragaloside 4, astragaloside 3, astramembranoside A, astramembranoside B. Now, what are the biological effects of astragalus? Anti-aging, antiviral, anti-tumor, anti-fibrosis, anti-diabetic, antibacterial, radiation protection, immunomodulatory, and lipid metabolism regulation. Astragalus supports skin health, helps with hypertension, hair loss, immune function, diabetes, cancer, and especially lung health. Let's dive into the anti-fibrosis mechanism. Fibrosis in the lungs can result from dehydration of the epithelium, inflammation caused by reactive oxygen species. The major culprit here is TGF-beta, a molecule that suppresses E-cadherin, vimentin, and alpha-smooth muscle actin, leading to inflammation and dehydration. APS and beta-cytosterol from astragalus block TGF-beta. Calicosin blocks reactive oxygen species by activating NRF2, which upregulates SOD and catalase, two antioxidant enzymes. Next, let's look at mucus hypersecretion in lung congestion. Astragalus has 3 active components that help. Quercetin blocks PKC, which prevents downstream mucin production. APS blocks ER stress, which also leads to reduced mucin. Bicalin blocks IL-13, stopping both mucin-5-AC and mucin-5-AB secretion. We're now moving forward with AsthmaSolve, our spin-out focused on lung health. We're in the architecture phase and open to support, partnerships, and funding. If you're interested, visit vashiva.com/openscience to donate and support this work. You can also attend our monthly symposiums at cytosolve.com/symposium, which is free for everyone. We aim to eliminate animal testing, empower indigenous medicine, fight fake science, and expose the incestuous ties between big pharma, academia, and publishers. Now let's look at 2 examples of astragalus's clinical strength. In diabetes, astragala saponins significantly lowered fasting blood sugar compared to metformin, and in cancer, astragala saponins showed similar tumor suppression as 5-FU and even more when combined. Again, if you'd like to support, donate at vashiva.com/openscience. We give back in return with tools, books, and courses. So how do you know if astragalus is right for you? It depends on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Dosages vary based on studies. For lung health, 15 grams twice a day. For heart health, 2.25 grams twice a day. For fatigue, 500 milligrams. And for blood sugar, 40 to 60 grams per day. But be cautious. Some may experience stomach discomfort, itching, nasal issues, and skin rash. We're not giving medical advice. Consult your doctor. To personalize your wellness, use our Your Body, Your System tool. This integrates Eastern medicine with engineering system science to help you understand your body type and what's right for you. Astragalus mainly affects conversion energy, known as pitta in Ayurveda. It boosts metabolism, digestion, and cognition, which may be good or bad depending on your body's current state. So again, Your Body, Your System, Systems Health, Truth Freedom, Health Warrior Training. Join our live sessions, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday. Sign up at vashiva.com/tutorial. We're doing all this to support you, to help you become strong, informed, and healthy. So get involved. Support this movement. Become a warrior scholar. Together, we can change the world. Thank you, and be well.